Well, sometimes it's hard to get games, so we have to be careful with that. I know most programs will just get stipend that will cover their expenses, so they're not going to make any money, but at least it's not going to cost them anything to go there and play.
Next question says, happy birthday, Coach, and we have the tiebreaker with both Bowling Green and Minnesota State, which we don't have with Minnesota State because if it's only one series, but we do with Bowling Green. As far as the WCHA is concerned, according to the website, yet we are listed in third. I guess that's just the way they're listing it, and this listener is asking.
Yeah, I think they're doing that alphabetically. Okay. I think B comes before M, and I think that's the only reason. Usually you maybe see the team that has the tiebreaker ahead of them, but I think they just do that alphabetically. But you look at the standings. I think we were 9 points back in Minnesota State before we played that series. Yeah. I think it was nine. It might not
seven
not,
or nine.
Yeah. It was a few, and now
it was
we're
at
within
least seven.
Now we're within two. You know, over a short period of 3-4 weeks. So it's going to be a fight to the finish. And how about that, Dirk? The days where we're talking about we got a chance for the Monongahela Cup last year, went right down to the final game. And I could see it this year. So, I'm so happy for the program. I'm happy for our players. We talk about that. We wanted to put ourselves in a position to have a chance going to the last, 3-4 weeks here to be in a position to have a chance to play, and get that trophy. So we're in a spot now, and we just have to take care of business. We've got a tough schedule like we all do, but as long as we take care of what we're doing, and I really like how our team's coming together. I really like how Jamie's playing. We've got some depth on defense now with Walker coming in, and we know Jimmy can play, and I think Dane Burks has made some strides, and we're taking better care of the puck. Look at our goals against over the last month, and that four against Bowling Green stands out a little bit, but there was some couple goofy bounces there down there, but overall we're playing really well. Our lines, you like the depth up front now, with Ballas now up to four goals, and Reed Sturrows really starting to come now. So overall, I think we're in a real good position to finish out the year here.
In both college and pro hockey, block shots is an important stat nowadays. How much time do you devote to blocking shots in practice?
We do. We talk about it a lot. We show it on video. We usually on our scout tape where we've blocked some shots, and you can see we're doing a much better job. There's been days where we've had tennis balls out there that we've taken the rubber pucks that they use for chuck a puck out there and shoot them into each other. So we do spend some time with it, and we do talk about it a lot, and we have to continue to get better at it though. And you can see when shots get through, they're dangerous, but when you block them, your bench just gets so excited and whatnot. So it's an important part of the game.
There were some great block shots in this
no
weekend.
Question really. We're getting better, so we'll practice that this week too. We'll get back into that a little bit since we have more time, and that's the beauty of this week. I don't know if we really need a break because it's our second break within the month here, but we're going to use it in a constructive way to get some rest, get healed, and more importantly, get ready for Bemidji, put some more things into our game. So when we play Bemidji, who plays a lot like Alaska, who we have at right after that, so we'll be able to get some things into our game and work on the power play a little bit and be ready to go.
All right, we'll have more with Mel in just a moment. It is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. I think we answered everybody's questions, even though a lot of them weren't specifically asked because a lot of them were the same subject. So I hope we did that for everybody. We'll be right back with more of the Mel Pearson Show.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's.
Ooh, when you come home,
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Oh, we're having such good conversation off the air. We almost forgot about the show.
Well, I know, talking about my birthday and all that, Dirk. Yeah, anyway.
A couple other questions really just came in. After seeing the pairwise this year pushing a lot of Eastern teams toward the top, what's the chances of seeing some Eastern teams at Tech and trips out east?
Good question. I think our scheduling's fairly, you know, set for the next couple years. We do have a couple games next year, so I'm working with some people there. Rick Bennett and I from Union have talked quite a bit about playing, so I have a lot of respect for Rick and how they play. And that's you know, when you start looking at your non-conference games now, you want good games. You want entertaining games. We're in the entertainment business, so you want to bring teams in that are going to get up and down the sheet and, you know, that are exciting. And that's what you want. And instead of clog it up, and, you know, as a situation when I was at Michigan a few years, and there was a team we would not schedule non-conference just because it wasn't fun for your players, it wasn't fun for your fans, and that's what you want. We want to make sure that when we bring somebody in, that they're going to be, entertaining games, and you enjoy playing in them. And so anyway, we've got some teams that we're talking to, and I'd love to play a couple Eastern teams. It's just got to be the right fit for us. It's got to be right fit in our travel, because we travel so much. So we're really, I'm really careful about that and seeing who we get and how far we have to go and what time of year we're going to travel there and play.
And this perfectly segues into this other recent question. Do you regret not finding another non-conference series to schedule for the pairwise perspective?
No. I mean, no, you can't. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that, and who you're trying to get, and where those games are going to be. And the whole thing about the pairwise is anytime you schedule games, you have to win the games. So there's no sense just getting a team and not having a chance or having to go on the road 3 weeks. I mean, there's so much that goes into that. You have to be really careful. I think people remember, I think it was my second year that we – first 7 or 8 were on the road, and we played Michigan, we played Notre Dame, we played Duluth, you know, and that didn't get us a whole, you know, get you anywhere, because you have to win those games. We're in a position now where I like our team. I think we can beat anyone, anywhere on any given night, but still, you don't want to have to play, you know, 7 of 8 on the road with all the travel. It's got to be the right situation, and that's why I've talked to, you know, St. Cloud, I've talked to Duluth, you know, in that league. I've talked to Nebraska, Omaha, you know, some teams that at least will come back and try to get some traction with that.
All right. Thanks for the questions, Coach. So you have a week off from playing on Friday and Saturday night before we head to Bemidji State, and the standings are all clogged up on top, and this is going to be a lot of fun down the stretch here.
Well, it is, and we talked about probably, you know, preseason, how I thought this year was going to be more compact with the teams. I think some teams have made some improvements, like the Lake States, like the Bemidji's, you know, that are coming better. Like I thought Huntsville, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they play down the stretch, because they don't have a bad team, and they've got good goaltenders. I don't think their goaltenders maybe has been as good as they thought, especially Guerrero, but they've got a chance to knock some people off. So everything's condensed. I think it's going to go right to the last weekend to crown your McNaughton Cup champion. You know, that Northern Series keeps on looking like it's going to be a big one. It's going to go right down to the last weekend to see who gets home ice. It's going to go right down to the last weekend to see who even gets in the playoffs. I mean, I think it's going to be a fantastic and exciting finish. And one of the things it does when you eliminate teams, you know, from the playoffs, we're the only league that does that, it really puts a lot of emphasis on each and every game and how important they are. And I think you can start to see that even already right now.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Thanks, Dirk.
Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.